Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990 and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. Adoption Associates provides private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw region. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast program to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very grateful to you, our listeners, for being with us today. I am excited to welcome to today's program, Haley. I believe you are on the line with us. Haley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Good morning. Hi there. And thank you very much for coming and being with us. And we're going to talk today about your choice for adoption. In our podcast, it's entitled, I choose adoption for my baby. And I know, Haley, that this is a really personal experience for you. So we're very grateful to you for opening up and being willing to come and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure.
So let's, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with you sharing about learning of a pregnancy and your pregnancy and what that was like and kind of what happened during that time for you.
Okay, yeah. So I was with the guy for a very short period of time before we found out that I was pregnant. And when I found out I was pregnant, I was a little taken back. I already have a 3-year-old, and I never really wanted another child for many reasons, but he just requires a lot of attention, my son that I have currently, and I just knew I wasn't prepared for another pregnancy emotionally, physically, and so many reasons. And so when I found out I was pregnant, it shocked me, and I just was thinking about it, and I came to the conclusion that I wanted to help someone else.
Okay.
And that's where I began thinking about adoption.
Okay. So you learned of the pregnancy. You didn't intend to find yourself pregnant, and you did. And, you know, I hear you saying those things, but surely there was so much emotion I could imagine that was happening for you at that time. Could you talk a little bit about, you know, although you made a decision to move forward with adoption, certainly that wasn't easy. I'd like to hear from you about that decision-making process and the steps that you went through. How did you do that?
It was really hard. When I first thought about it, I thought to myself that I could never go through with that. I'm not going to lie. Because I always did want to have a daughter, and when I found out I was pregnant with a girl, it made it even harder. But I had family that was really supportive and friends that were supportive of it, and it made it a lot easier. And Adoption Associates was so supportive and helpful through the whole thing, too. That also made it easier. But there was a lot of sleepless nights at the beginning, but it was definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for those kind words. But let's talk a little bit about how you came to choose Adoption Associates.
Okay. So one night I just researched adoption and I called a place. It was based out of state. And when I talked to my mom about my decision to go forward with adoption, she had encouraged me to do something local, and she referred me to you guys. And from there, I spoke with the women that worked with you guys, and it was nothing but amazing.
Okay. So initially you were receiving some information and considering working with an out-of-state organization to make an adoption plan for your baby. And your mom, it sounds like, is the one that pointed you to Adoption Associates. But what were your thoughts, or how did you decide for yourself that utilizing an agency in Michigan would be better for you?
Mainly because I wanted to stay local with the family, because I wanted to have an open adoption. I wanted to be involved as much as I wanted. So when I found out that it was local and the families were local, that meant a lot to me, because I, like I said, I really wanted to be involved in her life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And beyond choosing an agency that you were comfortable with, you, I mean, also were making a choice to choose adoption for your baby, for yourself, and for your son, who you were already parenting at the time. And despite those ideas and thoughts that you had, you also said early in this conversation today, you thought you could never do that. And I heard you say that, because a lot of women feel that way. They think adoption sounds like a potentially great option, but then they feel that they just don't have it in them. They can't do that. Can you talk about what those factors were that maybe led you to think that this was something that you couldn't do at that time?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be super hard. And like I said, without the support of my friends and family, I don't know if I would have been able to do it as easily as I did. Well, it was still very hard. But yeah, well, sorry. I was trying
to see
with my son.
We understand you're juggling a lot of responsibilities now, and our listeners get that too. You did mention that you're a mom and you have a 3-year-old too, so that's totally fine.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard him in the background there or not.
Yes, of course, it's totally great. We did hear him a little bit. So you went through these decision-making steps, obviously, to choose adoption, to choose an agency. But I do want to talk about your son, since we were just mentioning him as well. How did that fact, the fact that you were already parenting a child, factor into this decision or play a part in it? So some people would say it was easier for me because I knew the enormity of the responsibility in parenting. And some people would say, well, it was harder for me to make an adoption plan because I knew what I was choosing to give up. Can you talk about how that was for you?
Yeah, I definitely would say that it was harder for me because I knew how it was going to be. And knowing how much I love my son, I knew it was going to be really hard to do that because I couldn't fathom losing my son. And it's not like I lost my daughter, because I'm still a part of her life and I'm so grateful for that. But it was a very hard decision because I already did have a son.
So you've made this decision and you've decided what it is that you want to do, and that's adoption. And you've selected Adoption Associates. Did you make the first phone call to the agency, or did someone else do that for you?
It was me. And when I talked to them, I had already explained that I was looking into it with a different agency prior, and that I really wanted to stay local. And when we just started talking about it, and they sent me a lot of information about it. And it was me who made the call, because I knew it was what I wanted to do. So I wanted to provide the best life for my daughter as I could.
Okay. Absolutely wonderful. And
right.
Was it hard to dial that number that first day that you called?
It was really hard. But like I said, I had so much support. They were telling me that it was best, because I knew it was the best thing to do. So just knowing that it was the best thing for her in the long run, it made it a little easier.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what sort of information you may have learned or been told about in your first phone call to the agency?
I remember they just asked me if it was what I wanted to do, and she asked me if I was comfortable talking with her about the whole thing. She wanted to get to know me, and I liked that she wanted to get to know me personally. It made me feel better about the decision. Like, it wasn't, it was more personal. So I like that.
How soon after that did you meet a caseworker for the first time?
I'm not sure I remember exactly how long it was, but it wasn't long after I talked with someone. And she came to me, so that was really helpful too, because I live like an hour away from where she was, so that was really helpful.
Okay, nice. So the caseworker came to you, and you began the process. And this is a caseworker who you continued to work with for the remainder of your pregnancy and who helped you put your plan together. Is that right?
That is correct. And I actually still do talk with her. She's keeping up with me still, which is awesome.
Okay. Is that helpful for you to continue to have someone that you can be connected with even after you've made your adoption plan?
Yes. I love that she is still keeping in contact with me. She just makes me feel, like, really good about it. You know what I mean? Like, she just helped me so much throughout it. And to that she's still in contact with me, it means a lot that she cares, you know?
Sure. Well, we do care. We do care about you, Haley, and all of our birth moms. Will you talk a little bit about the process that you went through to choose an adoptive family for your baby? What was that like?
So when she initially came over, she brought some tools with her, and she told me that when she was going to come back with a tablet for me to, like, go through a bunch of families. They were all built into this tablet based on the kind of family I wanted, like, knowing that I wanted an open adoption and local and all these things, and I wanted someone who didn't have children already because I wanted to be able to help someone start a family.
Okay.
So when she brought that tablet over, I just went through the families, and I picked, like, your top three just in case if someone else already picked someone that you wanted. So you have, like, a backup. And yeah, it was a pretty easy thing to do. So, like, the process was easier than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. You expected it to be much more difficult. What part did you think would be harder, or what part, maybe this is better to ask, what part was easier for you than you expected?
Choosing the family. I thought that was going to be hard because I was so picky. I didn't want to pick just anyone. I was really picky about it. So I thought that was going to be harder, but when I saw the family, I just kind of knew that I wanted them to be the parents of my daughter.
Mm, nice. And so you chose them by looking at their profile on a tablet, but then did you go on to meet them and get to know them a little bit better?
Yep. After I picked the family, my caseworker, she set up a time to meet with them. We went out to lunch, and we met, and we just talked about what we wanted, and it was a really nice first meeting, and it grew into something amazing.
Nice. And so tell us about the hospital and what that was like. When was your baby born? And help us understand that part of this process for you.
Yeah. So I, like I said, I live like an hour away from them. So I decided to have my the birthing close to them. And I let them be in the room. You can pick everything down to the T. And I let them be in the room. I wanted them to share that moment with me. I wanted them to be in the room when she was born.
Wow. Are you glad now that you did that? Would you have done anything differently about your time in the hospital?
I don't think so. I think it was perfect. They were there with me since pretty much right when I first got there, and I had a scheduled induction, so I would just got some medicine to help speed things up. And so when I got there, they came within like an hour of me arriving, and it was really nice to have them there the whole time. I may have almost broke her hand during the labor, but I was glad that she was there.
Oh, that's great. And what's your relationship like now with the adoptive parents?
We are pretty close. I'm actually going to go see them on Saturday. I'm excited. I've met with them after she's been born like four or five times, and she's just over 2 years old. She's a 4 months. So I see her about once a month, and it's really nice having it that way.
Okay. Do you think that will continue? Is that the plan?
I'm hoping it continues because I really would like to be there and watch her grow up. It's important to me. You know, like, I just want to make sure she's being loved. And I know the family I picked, she is being very loved and very well taken care of. I just love seeing it, you know, reassuring,
right.
And it
so
makes
nice.
Me feel like I did a good thing.
You did. You did a wonderfully awesome, incredible, selfless thing is what you did. And even being here today to talk about that. And, you know, we're hearing from you about a topic that's near and dear to many people's heart, that's emotional and it's tough. And it's you learned of a pregnancy that you didn't intend to be in. And then you went through the process of making a decision that was best for your baby and for your son. It's that choice that you made. So we've talked about all these steps, but I know woven into your story is a great deal of emotion, Haley. And maybe those things are hard to talk about in a podcast. But now your daughter is born and you made this adoption plan and she's with a wonderful family whom you are remaining in contact with. But I'm wondering how you feel this experience of choosing adoption for your baby has impacted you, how maybe it's changed the way you see things or think about things. Is that the case at all?
I've always felt like adoption was a great plan. I've known about it almost my whole life. Sorry, excuse me. My mother, she was adopted, so I've always known about adoption because she knew about it pretty early in her life, and I don't know, so I've always known it to be a good thing, and I think that a lot of people, they don't realize how wonderful this option is and that it's there, you know?
Absolutely. I know that's something you and I had talked about off air previously, is some thoughts about that and women who choose adoption and the reason that they do that. Did you want to talk a little bit more or any other thoughts you had that you wanted to make sure that our listeners understood from your perspective about your choice for adoption?
Right. Sure. Like what we were talking about the other day, I think that it gets a bad rep that adoption does, because a lot of people think about it. When they think about adoption, they think of the kids in the foster homes, and that is just such not a good environment. And it creates a bad rep for adoption, but adoption is much different than that. It starts at the birth of the baby, when the baby is pregnant, when you're pregnant with your baby, and it starts there, you know. I've heard so many bad things about it based on that, and I just want people to know that adoption is such a beautiful thing, and it's amazing, and people, they don't realize that, you know. I wish that more people would know that.
Do you feel like you've lost something? Do you feel that making this plan for adoption has some way hurt you emotionally or psychologically?
I think at the beginning it was really hard. That part was the worst. I thought for a second I did the wrong thing, but I knew it was not the wrong thing, and I was just over emotional because it had just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So having some time to reflect on that, I think it was a good thing. I don't think it hurt me at all, and I honestly am so glad that I made this decision.
And it sounds like you do feel very positive about your choice, and hopefully proud that you were able to take this really big time in your life, something you thought you could never do, and then you did.
Right.
Maybe you've learned some things about yourself, too, through this.
I think I have learned some things about myself through this, definitely. Like I said before, I didn't think I could do it, and I did it. And I also, a little off topic, when I had her, I did it without an epidural just to see how it would be, and I didn't think I could do that either, and I did that. So, I've definitely learned some things about myself through this whole thing.
Awesome. Well, Haley, this has been an incredible podcast and an incredible conversation with you. We are nearing the end of our show and our time together. I know that we hear a lot from other women who make adoption decisions about the things that they think about and their wishes and hopes when they make this adoption plan for their child. Things that are important, this relationship with the adoptive parents, what you hope that they teach your daughter and say to her about you and this choice. Have those things also been part of your thoughts about the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I know that, like I said, I made the right decision on the family I picked because they give me that reassurance all the time. I hear from the mother that she tells the daughter about me all the time. She tells her about me and tells her how wonderful I am. So I know that she's saying a lot of positive things about me, and she's so grateful for me. And I'm grateful for her for being that way with her. You know, I was so nervous that I was going to lose contact with them afterwards. But once I got to know them, I knew that they were so genuine and that that wasn't going to happen. You know, it was definitely a worry for me. And
Of course it is. Go ahead. Of course it is. It was a worry. That's a worry for anybody when you're making this decision.
Oh, yeah. It's scary to think that they could possibly not talk to you if you wanted an open adoption. But like I said, I definitely picked the right people. They are always keeping in contact with me. And I feel like I talk to them too much, but they reassure me that I don't. And it's just, I love them. And it's when I picked them, they told me that I didn't lose someone, I gained a family out of it, you know? Like, they're all so supportive with me, and they all, want to involve me in her life, so I'm so grateful.
And we are so grateful for you. Your story is very touching, and your openness and candor today in this podcast, I very, very much appreciate, Haley. So thank you very much for this. And for those of you that are listening right now and you're interested in more information on adoption or potentially even connecting with Haley, we would love to hear from you. And you can reach Adoption Associates at 800-677-2367. We do Adoption Focus podcast every other Tuesday live at 11. You can also connect with Adoption Associates through our website at adoptionassociates.net, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Haley, again, so much appreciation and love for you.
Well, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.